Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 11th, 2025. And I have a wonderful email here from Lane, who lives, let's see, where does she say, in Colorado. And I'm grateful that she listens, and she's been a new listener, as it were, for the last 4 or 5 months, she says. And she hears me talk about goodness and what it is. And she asks, what is goodness exactly? Well, the whole idea of goodness does not come from human nature, Lane. It just doesn't. Human nature is very persnickety and actually vulgar. It's self-serving. It's selfishness. It's about power and control and all sorts of things. Things that, gratifications, living in utter gratification for the sake of utter gratification. And in your email, you talk about the idea that you know that gratifications aren't the best thing for you, but you want them anyway. And then you try to give alibis for them like most people do. And I understand all that. I really do. But the whole effort here that I am talking about is something that comes through our demeanor. And I'm writing a commentary. In fact, I just finished it. It'll be out somewhere, I would imagine, in May or June. But nonetheless, if you are interested, you can subscribe or become a sponsor. That would even be better, and get these commentaries. But let me just say this. Your temperament and your demeanor, your way you operate on the inside of yourself, these are all things that determine goodness. But let's talk about where the source of this goodness is. That's the major thing. The one thing I find, Lane, more than anything else in this world, is that people are afraid of love. They don't know what love is. They perpetuate the idea of love through emotionality. They think that what they call their human heart, which is nothing more than the ego, the state of my ego, that is my human heart. It is non-existence in the true sense of the word, because real love comes from a place that is greater than my human heart. But most people only have their human heart to deal with. It's only about their human heart. What their human heart is the ego perpetuating itself through your temperament and hence becoming your demeanor, hence becoming your manifestations in this world. Nothing more, nothing less. It's very, very ugly. And I'm not going to, pull punches here. I'm not really in a boxing match here, but I am here to tell you the truth. You probably have no sense of goodness in you at all. You may have affection, and you may have desire, and you may have maybe a little bit of good intent, but how far does your intent go? We all have to ask ourselves that question. How far does my intent for anything that is in the state of goodness, which Lhotse calls in the Tao virtue, once that is realized, you understand, my goodness, I don't have any goodness, because all I'm thinking about is what I want, what I can get, who I can get it from, how I can keep it, and all that neat sort of stuff. We find that the human heart breaks very easily. It's fragile. It's also treacherous. It's vile. It thinks only of itself, and it can, in one moment, bless you, and the next moment, curse you. And if you haven't discovered all of this yet, you would if you started really looking deep inside yourself at what's going on within the confines of your life and what you live for. This is all very, very important, but most people just don't want to see it. So what is goodness, you say? You asked me the question, what is goodness exactly? It comes from a meditative heart. It comes from the authentic heart that does not belong, in this case, to Lane or Gregory at all. It belongs to something more significant. And you must find that significance in meditation. If you do not meditate, you will not find this great heart that I speak of. And you will never know love. You know, the greatest tragedies that my students and friends all have is they didn't get to travel. Maybe they didn't get to travel to some distant shore that they thought they should be traveling to. But I always laugh at them, you know, inside. I just do. The greatest tragedy, the greatest sorrow is that you never discovered love. You were never putting yourself in the posture and the position to find the state of love that lives within you. And it's not unconditional and all of that. Love is very conditional, very. There are certain things that you do, and there are certain things that you wouldn't do. There are certain things that you ingratiate yourself to, and there are certain things you don't ingratiate yourself to. So with all that being said, we know nothing of love. We really don't. And it is the threshold of entering into a new life in this world. But very few people are privy to that or even care to do it. They're just not interested. And it takes a lot of inner work. I find it fascinating that people want the benefits of love without the idea of achieving it. They don't think they have to achieve it. They think that any given emotion that they may have is enough, and that's what love is all about. That is simply not true. And the sad part about it all is that we don't pursue it like we do the things that pleasure our body or make us think that we're happy. We just don't do that. So with all that being said, we have no love in us. And so we artificially purport the idea of love to be emotionality. Goodness comes from love and only love. Goodness is the state of your authentic beingness. It has nothing to do with emotionality. Your emotions can be everywhere. True goodness is, would you give me that which you deem you need more than I do? That is true goodness. How you answer that question will tell you if there is any goodness left in you. Would you give me that which you deem that you need more than I do? That's a very powerful question. And I would say that that could go into many categories. It doesn't have to be just some, you know, physical thing. Would you give me the mercy, the compassion that you deem you need more than I do, or that you think I don't deserve? When you look at the great teachers of this world, starting maybe from Socrates, I'm sure there were many more before him, and going on and on and on through Buddha, Jesus, Lhasa, and all of the, well, the masters that I have experienced in India, you begin to truly understand it is not something you declare and say, this is how I feel, and this is love, and this is the way it is. It just doesn't work like that. Love is the achievement of a lifetime. It is about the discipline and the compassion to let love live you. And that's the real goodness of it all. I gotta go. Lane, thank you for your question. I wish you well in your quest, and may it serve you well. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, all of you. Namaste.